Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for March 12th, read by Kurt L. from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. AA thoughts for the day. Fear. Unreasonable fear that our instincts will not be satisfied drives us to covet the possession of others, to lust for sex and power, to become angry when our instinctive demands are threatened, to be envious when the ambitions of others seem to be realized, while ours are not. These fears are the termites that ceaselessly devour the foundations of whatever sort of life we try to build. Bill W., 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 49. Thought to consider. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the action in spite of the fear. Acronyms. Anonymous. Actions, not our names, yield maintenance of unity and service. Just for today. Awakening. From fear of fear. As we walk back through the hall, I, for the first time in my life, said to another human being, "I'm having trouble with my drinking, too." She took me by the hand and introduced me to the woman that I'm very proud to call my sponsor. This woman and her husband are both in AA, and she said to me, "Oh, but you're not the alcoholic. It's your husband." I said, "Yes." She said, "How long have you been married?" I said, 27 years. She said, 27 years to an alcoholic? How did you ever stand it? I thought, now here's a nice sympathetic soul. This is for me. I said, "Well, I stood it to keep the home together and for the children's sake." She said, "Yes, I know. You're just a martyr, aren't you?" I walked away from that woman, grinding my teeth and cursing under my breath. But that night I tried to go to sleep, and I thought, "You're some martyr, Jane. Let's look at the record." And when I looked at it, I knew I was just as much a drunk as George was, if not worse. I nudged George next morning and I said, "I'm in." And he said, "Oh, I knew you'd make it." Fourth edition, Alcoholics Anonymous, pages 289 and 290. Daily Reflections, A Day's Plan. On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. Before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest or self-seeking motives. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 86. Every day I ask God to handle within me the fire of His love, so that love, burning bright and clear, will illuminate my thinking and permit me to better do His will. Throughout the day, as I allow outside circumstances to dampen my spirits, I ask God to sear my consciousness with the awareness that I can start my day over any time I choose, 100 times if necessary. As Bill sees it. How can you roll with the punch? On the day that the calamity of Pearl Harbor fell upon our country, a great friend of AA was walking along a St. Louis street. Father Edward Dowling was not an alcoholic, but he had been one of the founders of the struggling AA group in his city. Because many of his usually sober friends had already taken to their bottles that they might blot out the implications of the Pearl Harbor disaster, Father Ed was anguished by the thought that his cherished AA group would probably do the same. Then a member, sober less than a year, stepped alongside and engaged Father Ed in a spirited conversation, mostly about AA. Father Ed saw with relief that his companion was perfectly sober. "How is it that you have nothing to say about Pearl Harbor? Can you roll with a punch like that?" "Well," replied the yearling, "each of us in AA had already had his own private Pearl Harbor. So why should we drunks crack up over this one?" Grapevine, January 1962. Big Book quote. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. We have a way out in which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. This is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. Alcoholics Anonymous, There Is a Solution, page 17. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. The prodigal son took his journey into a far country and wasted his substance with riotous living. That's what we alcoholics do. We waste our substance with riotous living. When he came to himself, he said, I will arise and go to my father. That's what you do in AA. You come to yourself. Your alcoholic self is not your real self. Your sane, sober, respectable self is your real self. That's why we alcoholics are so happy in AA. I have come to myself. Meditation for the day. Simplicity is the keynote of a good life. Choose the simple things always. Life can become complicated if you let it be so. You can be swamped by difficulties if you let them take up too much of your time. Every difficulty can be either solved or ignored and something better substituted for it. Love the humble things of life. Reverence the simple things. Your standard must never be the world's standard of wealth and power. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may love the simple things of life. I pray that I may keep my life uncomplicated and free. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. This is Kurt. I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.